Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and we have some special guests with us right now from the, well, Ann Thompson's from the Milan area, right, Ann? And we got on the phone with us from New York City is Sarah Meister from the DeFrost Project. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
It's going good. We got you in New York City, and we got Ann in the studio here, so we're here to talk about a special thing that Milan Initiative Foundation has put together. Ann, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, last year I was approached by some graduate students from the City University of New York. Sarah's included in that group of four. And they were interested in doing an independent study on, a theater-based independent study on how to bridge the urban-rural gap in the United States. And they got my information from Ashley Hansen from Place-Based Productions, who worked in Milan a few years ago and led the This Land is Milan community musical. So anyway, I talked with Sarah and the gals, and they were planning to visit several small communities in Minnesota to just collect information, do a little bit of community building activities. And so they spent 3 days in Milan last summer, and it was great. It was fun. Yeah.
Sarah, what did you learn about Milan last summer?
Oh, that's a great question, Paul. So we got the chance to spend a few days in Milan last summer. We had an absolute blast. We did as much as we could in 3 days, hanging out on Main Street, in the park, getting to know folks playing volleyball. We went to the American Legion, had some drinks, really hit up the coffee club at the Milan Beach Club, got to meet lots of different folks, and had a blast. And we really sort of wrapped up the whole our whole experience in Milan with a theater workshop, as Anne said, where we explored some of what makes Milan unique and the particular strengths and challenges of living in Milan, and heard from so many folks some of the same stuff we heard in small towns across the state on our tour, and some stuff that was really specific to Milan. We created a set of unofficial laws of Milan. If you moved to Milan and you didn't know anything, what would you need to know to survive? And we got some great tips from folks in town. And we're really, really excited to be back and continuing our partnership with the Greater Milan Initiative and diving into the next step of this project.
Okay. And Anne, what would be that next step on the project?
Well, we're trying to devise a question of the month where individuals and families, groups, can answer those questions to kind of to dig deeper into what makes Milan tick. With the current situation, the health situation, a lot of that will be done online. But I think it'll be an interesting challenge. This challenge has given people maybe more time to be more introspective and think about what it means to live where we live. I feel really lucky to live in a small community. I know that in talking with Sarah and the other three women in New York City, quite a different situation. So we're lucky here. We can get outside and, you know, there's a big sky above us. So it'll be really interesting. So, but that's the next step, is to develop these questions and also to get the word out there, basically. So this is helping us greatly today. So, yeah.
Good. Sarah, I'm going to back up here a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the DeFrost Project, how that came about, and who's all involved in that.
Sure. So the DeFrost Project is a group of artists. There are four of us. And we use theater as a tool to cultivate connection and curiosity in communities. And so far, our work has mostly been in communities across Minnesota. And that all started with, as Anne mentioned, our little tour across the state last summer, where we visited 6 different communities in Minnesota, 5 rural communities and 1 urban community, and had the chance to do these theater workshops. And now we're exploring this question of the month here in Milan. So we're lucky to connect with Anne and and have the opportunity to keep working with folks in Milan. And originally that was supposed to look like a longer, maybe month-long project this July, in July 2020. But because of travel restrictions, we weren't able to get to Milan this summer, which made us all very sad. But we're really grateful that our funders at the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council have been really flexible with our grant funding. And so we've been able to brainstorm and reimagine what this project could look like over distance. The DeFrost project got started in part because we've all spent a significant chunk of our lives in the Midwest, and three of us in Minnesota. I moved to Minnesota in 2012. I grew up in Larchmont, New York, which is a suburb of New York City, and I moved to Northfield, Minnesota in 2012 when I started college. I went to Carleton and then lived in St. Paul for a couple years after that, and loved Minnesota, and returned to New York to continue my to study this kind of theater in communities, but always wanted to get back to Minnesota, and discovered pretty quickly that there were a few of us who felt that way in my grad school program. And so we devised this plan to get back to Minnesota last summer and have this fabulous experience getting to know folks in towns across the state, and are really, really excited to be back in Milan. So as Anne said, this question of the month is our way of engaging with folks across distance. We're sad not to be in Milan right now, but we're hoping this will be our opportunity to get to know some new folks and to spark curiosity and creativity and connection across distance. So we're launching this question of the month in October, and we'll have questions for folks to answer through most of the year, and hopefully we'll be able to travel to Milan in the spring or summer and have a really big, exciting, theatrical, community-wide celebration where we bring all of the responses to the questions together and get to have some fun and explore the things that make Milan unique, and also build on those strengths and think about what we want Milan to look like in the future.
Sarah, Anne, I was in the Spirit of Appleton play with Ashley Hansen, and I learned so much about the community of Appleton and what it means to the people that live there. And Ashley did that with Milan a couple of years, summers ago, didn't they? Or three summers ago, Anne, didn't she?
Yep, 2017. It was a great experience, and it was a great opportunity for people that maybe hadn't worked together on a project in the past. So it was great. Yep. Yeah, I actually got to be in it with my father and one of my brothers, so that was a unique experience.
Yeah, I attended the play in Milan, and Milan's a special community, isn't it? Talk about that a little bit, Anne.
I'm biased. Yeah. I mean, I grew up there, but I lived away for many years and moved back there 15 years ago, and it's an ever-changing, ever-evolving place, like most communities. We were founded by Norwegian immigrants, and now we have a large influx of immigrants from Micronesia, and also from there's quite a few Mexican families in and around Milan, and I see a lot of parallels with the immigrant experience. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I just wanted to add that we were connected to Ashley Hansen, who did the play in Milan a few years ago, and also another play in Appleton, as Paul mentioned. And we have similar goals to our work and do a lot of related work, so we are lucky to be connected to Ashley. And when we were chatting with Ashley about coming to do our workshop in Granite Falls, she said, if you're looking for places to go, you absolutely have to go to Milan. You have to talk to Ann Thompson. You have to get to Milan. It's such an exciting, interesting community. And so we were really, really lucky to be connected through Ashley to Milan and to build on that connection from there. And the other thing I wanted to add was that we've just got to say, because of our grant, that our activity in Milan is funded in part with a grant from the Southwestern Minnesota Arts Council, which is made possible by the voters of Minnesota, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and that we've also got some funding for this project from the Milan Community Foundation. So we're really grateful to our generous funders and so excited to be able to be in Milan doing this project.
So this project that you're doing at the DeFrost project, along with my Greater Milan Initiative, you have a question of the month. And what's the goal here then?
We do. So the first question of the month for October when we're launching the project. We know that, you know, the past few months have been challenging in a lot of different ways for a lot of different folks. And so our first question is, what is an act of care that you have given, received, or witnessed in Milan in the past few months? And so you can answer this question however you like. You can write a sentence or two, you can compose a poem, you can tell a story, you can draw a picture, you can send us a voice recording or sing a song or share a photo, really whatever you can think of. And you can submit your response in a bunch of different ways. You can mail it in to P.O. Box 126 in Milan.
128. You can drop it off. Sorry, 128.
Anne says Post Office Box 128, she says. So.
128? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Anne, for that.
It's okay.
Okay, so let me say that again. You can drop it off. You can send it in the mail to Post Office Box 128 in Milan. You can drop it off in town at Billy Maple Trees on Main Street. You can email it to us at thedefrostproject@gmail.com. You can call or text us at 320-318-7717. Or if you're a social media person, you can direct message us on Instagram at thedefrostproject. And we're hoping that over the next many months, we'll bring all of these responses together. We'll get to chat with folks in the community about what they've shared and maybe create some original theater based on folks' responses. And we're also really excited to work with different groups in the community as we go over the next few months. So we've already got some plans to make some really fun theater and do some sessions online with some young people in the community through the Youth Center. And we'd really, really love to connect with other folks in town. So if you're excited by this question, or if you would love to have a fun theater workshop, either online or we're really open to doing things over the phone or over the mail or in any way you can think of. If your church or your coffee club or your book club is excited about that, feel free to reach out to us. You can email us or call us, and we'd love to set something up to connect with you.
All right. So you're asking people to engage with you, right, Anne?
Yes. And I think, you know, people are spending a lot more time at home, as I mentioned, and you know, I think maybe people, I'm hopeful anyway, that people will feel open to express their feelings. You know, we'll be doing this at home, most of us, yep. You know, and I think it's a lot easier to be candid, I guess, you know.
Yep, for sure. So what is an act of care that you have given, received, or witnessed in Milan in the past few months? That's the October question of the month. And you'll be hearing more about that on Q92. And it's a great project, Sarah. I appreciate you guys putting this together.
Thanks so much, Paul. We're really, really excited about this.
All right.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, so we have a few minutes here. So the main goal is like next summer to put all these thoughts together that you get from people and put a play together. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we're going to have some kind of theatrical celebration. It might look less like a play that you might see in a theater that folks would recognize, but it will certainly be theatrical. We're hoping that some young folks in town will be excited about making original theater. We might create a kind of exhibition out of all of the responses that folks have sent in so far. And, of course, we've got a few plans up our sleeve if travel restrictions prevent us from getting to Milan in person of how we might celebrate and come together and make some theater over distance.
Okay, so one more time, Sarah. So if people listening want to answer this question, what is an act of care that you have given, received, or witnessed in Milan in the past few months? How can they answer that question again? How can they, why don't you go through that again?
Yeah, so you can answer the question however you like. You can write something, you can create a piece of art, you can sing a song, you can send a picture, whatever kind of response comes to mind, and you can mail it in to P.O. Box 128 in Milan. You can drop it off in person at Billy Maple Trees on Main Street. You can email it to us at thedefrostproject@gmail.com. You can call or text us at 320-318-7717, so you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, or you can direct message us on Instagram if you're a big social media person. We're at The Defrost Project.
Yeah, and I just liked your Instagram I just liked it.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Fabulous.
All right. Sarah, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Ann Thompson from Milan and Sarah Meister from the DeFrost Project. So answer that question of the month. What is an act of care that you have given, received, or witnessed in Milan in the past few months?
Ann and Sarah would love to hear from you.